Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, Radio Land. We're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We'll have Pastor come forth with the word before she come forth with the word. Just wanted to speak with the men and women of God out there under the sound of my voice, that just know that you're in good hands with Christ. Just know that you're in good hands with Christ. No matter the circumstances, no matter the situations, no matter what you're going through, we must, in this day and time, in this appointed time that Jesus has have us to walk on this earth, we must realize that Jesus is here for us. No matter the circumstances, you may be sick in your body today. Know that Jesus is a healer. You may be going through some hard hardships that you may have never went through before, but know that Jesus is there for you. You may be going through some circumstances that you don't know which way to turn, and you just willing, you just don't know. You just don't know what's going on. You're bewildered right now. You're puzzled. You just don't know. And that's the best way to explain it. You just don't know. From hour to hour, from day to day, you just don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus will lead and guide you into all truths if you allow him to lead and guide you into all truths. So I'm just going to read from the Philippians, the second chapter, because there's help. There's help on the way. The saints of God, we must operate in unity. Only way to operate in unity, we must be in the Spirit. We must allow our gifts and talents to come out in the Spirit and realize that Jesus is there for us. In Philippians, the second chapter, we're going to start with the fifth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. This is what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross for the remission of our sins. That way we have a right to a tree of life, and he already paid the price for everything. You're no longer in bondage. You're no longer burdened down. You don't have to be burdened down. You don't have to be in bondage. Jesus is a healer. He's a deliverer, and he will set you free. Let's read on to the ninth verse. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is this God that we serve, that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is a most powerful God, and he will take you through any circumstance, any situation that you're going through. You have to just trust and believe that he's able and willing to do it. So right now, where you stand, say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. I understand that you prayed the supreme sacrifice. I understand you did it for me. And I ask you, Jesus, to lead and guide me into what I need to do. Work this circumstance out. Work this situation out. Work this circumstance out in your name, Jesus. Now, without any further ado, I'm going to have Pastor come forth with the word.
Amen. We thank God for the word that is brought forth by Prophet, and I'm just going to come right back behind him, and I'm going to be in Isaiah chapter 66, and I'm going to start with the first verse, because many people are suffering, just like Prophet made mention of earlier, but we can't sit here and have a form of godliness denying the power. Many people, they're sitting there, they acknowledge a God, but they don't acknowledge a true and living God, and many people, they're sitting up there, and yes, they operate in a form of godliness, denying the power of God, because they're operating on their own authority, their own will, their own purpose. And the Lord is saying, hey, that there is more that is required of you. To whom much is given, much is required. And the Lord said that the anointing breaks the yoke. And he said that, come all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will and burden down, and I will give you rest. And he said he cares for you. And so there's many things that's going on. People are going forth and they're depositing things that they're calling themselves men and women of Christ, but they're depositing things. They're depositing falsehood. They're depositing lies and deceits. And that's where many of us are slaughtered on the battlefield, because they're going that way, okay, with seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and with waves of doctrine that's contrary to the will and purpose of Christ. But what's luring is covetous practices, meaning that there's something that you desire, and so you're flocking to this direction and flocking to that direction. And so in Isaiah chapter 66, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is my place of rest? For all those who have my hand, things have my hand made, and all those things have been made, saith the Lord. But this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And so that's what the Lord said. We must present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in his sight. This is our reasonable service unto the Lord. And many of us, we say that we love the Lord, but the Bible says, even in Matthew, when he comes talking about the last days, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, but he'll say, hey, I depart from me, I knew not of you. And so here in the scripture, the Lord has said, where is the house that you build unto me in the place of my rest? Meaning that we got to understand that our body is a temple, and it's a place of resting, a dwelling place for the Lord. And so we've got to look at our own selves, because this is judgment hour. This is the judgment starts at the household of faith, and we don't want the Lord to judge us in a way that is contrary to his will, because we do know that he's a righteous judge. But if we're carrying his Holy Spirit, then we can judge each day by day, minute by hour, and strengthen ourselves in our spirit man. And by his spirit, there's healing, like prophet made mention of. There's deliverance. And sometimes it's just a wake-up call to us when we're going through trials and tests, yes, to build up our most holy faith for these days to come, and to strengthen us in our spirit man, so that we're able to stand. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. But that he strengthens us to know that he's there, he's with us. And the people that are going through many of the afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. But many, we're so spoiled with the way that we live our lives, that sometimes the Lord have to give us a wake-up call to say, hey, surrender more, to die daily, okay, to live as Christ, but to die as gain. We've got to die to the flesh and overcome, because when the enemy comes and he tries to put blinders on us so that we can't really see what's going on in the spiritual realm, because as long as our needs are taken care of, Lord, we don't have a hurt in our body, we don't have a care, now our bills are taken care of, then we stop really trusting and believing on the Lord. And many people right now are going through tests and trials we don't understand, because many are trying to get in, but they can't get in. They can't get into heaven. We don't realize that. This is what the Lord is even talking about. Thus said the Lord, heaven is my throne. We can't think that we're going to live our lives any old kind of way and still live on high with the Lord. And many people are dying. And guess what? People are still talking about them, trying to put them on pedestals, trying to put them up in heaven. But their lives does not reflect a godly life. And with our mouths, we speak great things of the Lord, but then the actions are not reflecting the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there's he is the light, and there's no darkness in him. So we can't sit here operating in the character of man, lying and deceit, backbiting, ungrateful, unholy, unrighteous, unthankful. And then still think that, hey, because you acknowledge Jesus and you have a form of godliness, that your home is going to be on high. So this is trying time for the saints of God who will stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Having done all to stand, we stand and see the glory of the Lord, because we're willing to do what it takes and to stir up the gifts of God, because the fellowship is in the spirit realm. So we've got to overcome the flesh and get in the spirit and stir up the gifts, because when many members of the body suffer, we all suffer. And so many people are suffering, but we've got to get in the spirit. We cannot just take down and go on and try to give in into what man wants us to give into, because that's what the system of that Antichrist is doing, trying to put in a system into place, which is already into place, where people, they call it self-sufficiency. But the Lord wants us to be God-dependent. his dependent on his Holy Spirit, not self-dependent, but Jesus Christ dependent, dependent on his Spirit, dependent on his word, dependent on his counsel, godly counsel, to do righteousness, even in a time where, even like the days of Ahab and the days of Elijah, that no matter of the government and the system that we are, no matter how corrupt they are, Jesus will stand and his foundation will remain. And so we've got to make sure that we're doing things, we're doing it in a spirit of excellence, we're doing it in with Jesus, everything we're doing, because many people are going a daily walk they're going, but it's not the daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But then when things start to happen, and because they're operating on their own abilities and they're not trusting in the ability of Jesus Christ, the Lord says, guess what? The ways of a man, it may seem right, but the end is destruction when you go that direction. So we must depend on the true and living God. Allow his Holy Spirit to reign. He is still doing miracles, signs, and wonders. And he said, a greater work he will do if you surrender completely to his will and purpose. And in spite of all that we see as the remnant, it's going to remain. The Bible says that no matter the circumstance, we see people dying and we still see the operations of his Holy Spirit. But guess what? There's still going to be a remnant no matter what the situation or circumstances. And the Lord says, where is the house that you built me? Where is the place of my rest? We got to understand that there is nothing we can do on our own ability. So we can sit there and say, hey, we're going out. We're compelling men and women to come to Christ. You can sit there and go out and do this and that. But if the works are of the flesh and it's not by the Holy Spirit, then we're voided. The works that we're doing, it has to be in unity with the Spirit. And that's what Prophet made mention of earlier. I love that scripture that he read in Philippians. Because Jesus came and he counted it not robbery to be equal with the Lord. And to do his will and his purpose as his chosen son. To lay all of our burdens upon him. And he didn't count it robbery to be equal. And we got to understand that, because many people, what we're seeing is they're exalting themselves above the knowledge of Christ. And they're putting the enemy up and they're putting Jesus down. And he is coming back and his reward is with them. And so we've got to take note of that. And this is why the Lord even says that tremble at my word, because that's the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of just the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. And in all of our getting, we get an understanding of what the will and purpose of the Lord is. And this is why he even mentioned to say that even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, that is the sacrifices of the Lord. A brokenness and a contrite spirit, he will in no wise cast away. He desires for us to completely surrender to his will, to his purpose, and allow him to live and move through us and have his being with us. That's why we continue to say to live is Christ, to die is to gain. And you've heard that saying before, that Paul said that we must decrease so that the Spirit of God can increase. And that's where we're not counting it robbery, because the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Lord said, he distributes as he wills, but that we're not doing with the Spirit whatever we want to do with the Spirit, but that we are not grieving or quenching the Spirit, but we're saying, Lord, we understand that we have to decrease so that you can move and do the work. And this is why many people are not seeing the miracles, signs, and wonders manifest, because they're trying to do the works themselves in the house of God. So this is why he said, what is the house that you build me? Because he's the one, even when he told David, as much as David wanted to build the house of God, he said, no, I'm going to build the house. And wisdom builds the house. And wisdom says there's a time and a season to do this and do that. And it's a time and a season just to run to the will and purpose of Christ and let the Lord do the work. Let the Lord speak. Let the Lord move. Let the Lord have his way. And that's what he needs us to do. Surrender completely. We've been sitting up there and we've been talking about the churches in the last days, those seven churches. But at the end of the day, that was what it was all about. The ability to overcome. And the only way to overcome, he said, those to endure to the end shall be saved, and they shall see the promise, and they shall get that inheritance that we've been so desperately seeking the Lord for, seeking the Lord's face, seeking him for his righteousness, seeking for the fruits of the Spirit, the gentleness, the kindness, all of this long suffering that we've been going through, just to endure to the end and see the Lord's face and to live and reside on high with him. But there's sacrifices that must be made, and that means that we're really got to put our life down. And we've heard this before that says to die is gain. And if we don't lose our lives for Christ, then what are we doing? Okay, so we've got to make sure that we understand what it really means that he's our Redeemer. Means that our lives have been purchased with a price, that he came, that he bled and died, and that we have to deny mother, father, sister, brother, deny ourselves, and take up our cross and follow hard after Jesus Christ. But those who try to save their lives, the Bible says, they will lose it. We've heard this scripture so many times, but nobody really wants to lose their life for Jesus Christ. They want to lose their life for the world. But we're not doing that. We want to live our lives for Jesus Christ. And so understand that we've got to put our flesh under subjection and to seek after his spirit so that his spirit can rest, rule, and reign. And we can understand how really we're going to overcome in these last days. But if we want to see the overcoming power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to see the healing. We want to see the deliverance. We cannot do the works on our own. The Lord, he's not slack with this coming. But he desires that all come to the knowledge of him and the knowledge of repentance and to really repent of our own works and to leave our own works and to do the works of the will and purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that all starts with a complete surrender and to recognize that he is ahead. Even in the midst of the time of these administrations that have all been set into place and reformers and all of that been set into place where they got their own agendas and they got their own heads, they're trying to cut off the spiritual godly heads. We know that we fear the Lord with a godly fear, and this is why the Lord says watch and pray. And even in the days of Ahab, when the Lord had held up the rain for so long, and then Elijah prayed, he prayed for rain, and then they went and they were looking, and the rain still hadn't come, and he said he sent. And then they said, you see the cloud yet? No. Do you see the cloud yet? No. And they went back, but he kept praying, not doubting or not believing, like, hey, what's happened? Where's the rain at? Where's going on? But no, believing only that the Lord is not slack with his promise, but he is coming to fulfill his will, and it will manifest. But we cannot pray doubting. We must pray in unity, be obedient to his will and his purpose, decrease so that the Spirit of God can increase. And then, you know, as we continue to sow and water, the Lord alone will give the increase, just as he said he would do. He is going to fulfill his word. One thing we can count on, the Bible says that the heaven and earth shall fade away, but his word shall stand. And we're looking forward to the day where we see a new heaven and a new earth. The Lord already spoke about that. Glory, hallelujah. So we've got to do our what we've been told to do. We must walk worthy of the calling and fulfill his mission in the earth and trust and believe that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that we can boldly say he is our helper and our keeper. But so long as we doubt the Lord's ability, the signs are not going to happen. Miracle signs and wonders won't follow if you're not in belief. He said they will follow the believer. We must believe only and stand and not give any advantage to the adversary who loves to try and play on our faith and say, oh, where's your God now? And the Lord had even spoke of these things even to David. And try to get us to say, oh, there's no God and all of that. But the Bible says that that's a fool who says there's none and wants to continue to have these people go on their own will and on their own purpose and continue to unify in the flesh and cover with coverings. That's contrary to the word of God, because the Bible says, woe unto them who call bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them who cover with coverings. That's not of his Holy Spirit. And this word is true, and it has stood this long and will continue to stand the test of time, because though we're in time, the Lord is eternal, and he's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. And we can't try and wait till our last breath to try and get it right, because there is no coming back. Once you take that last breath, you got to know there's no repentance at that point. So you've got to repent and turn from your wicked ways right now so that you can enter into your promise with the Lord, your Lord and Savior. Okay, because time is wrapping up and it's not long. And thank Jesus that he's willing to continue to warn us and speak his word, because many of us don't need another word to hear. But thanks be to the Lord that he is merciful and long-suffering, that we will come to the knowledge of the truth and repent and turn from our wicked ways. But we thank you for tuning into this broadcast with us. And until next time, may God continue to bless you.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. Contact us also, 757-344-3773. Until next time, take care and may God bless you.